Yo, everybody, welcome here to Kawaka Time. It's episode 2, motherfucker. Get ready to hear a story about the wizard who's just back at the Citadel after solving the shit in the pigeon world about the Kawaka Bleach, remember? Okay, now he's gonna go on adventures. Episode 2, Kawaka Time by James Bristow and Fresh Raz. Fade in on the wizard at the Citadel of the Kawaka. Kawaka, Kawaka. Oh, look at me go. I'm back at the Citadel of Kawakas. I'm back from my mission.
The humans are unreliable.
Ah, oh, the snake. Oh, I need to jog my memory here. I'm a little hazy. Okay, right now I'm in a room with 5 tall chairs, with each with an animal representing a different cloaca kingdom. There's the bird one.
Yes.
And then there's a kind of fish shark representation one, but we don't need to hear from all of them. And then there's also like a monotreme, like a salamander and a snake.
Yes, fearful things.
The snake guy sounds fun. That's right. Yes, okay, so I've passed the bird trial for the Council of Cloacas. Next, it looks like the snake council member wants to give me a mission.
Human, your trials begin. My niece needs her eggs fertilized.
Okay?
Your task is to recover the prince and his seed. He has been missing for over 10 days. An egg must be fertilized in the next moon.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm on it. Oh god, I hope I don't have to touch any snake cloacas. They're so gross.
Ugh. Hi there, I'm the shark council member guy. Yeah, sharks have cloacas too. I'm assigning you a partner. It's this holographic floating cloaca. Okay. Here you go.
Hello, my name is Cloacatron.
For me assigned to you, wizard human.
Okay, great. So, okay, what are your specialties, Cloacatron?
Navigation, power, missiles, teleportation.
Conube.
Alright, we need to go to the Snake Kingdom now.
Get into my conube, wizard.
Okay, I'm inside now. Ugh, whoa! Whew, oh, okay, now I just arrived in the Snake Kingdom. Okay, Princess, hello, I am the wizard, and I am here to help you.
Well, that's great news, because look, my egg, I laid it, and it's of the utmost importance that it gets fertilized by the prince. The prince is in a snake prison 40 miles to the west.
Don't even worry about it, princess. We will find your prince and we will bring him back to come on your egg.
I have the coordinates now. We can step into my conube.
Up, beep, beep. Oh god, we're crashing up. Pow. Crash. Oh no, the conube landed right on top of the prince. We've seemed to have crushed him.
You imbecile, I'm clearly dying.
What are we gonna do?
There's only one thing to do. Touch my cloaca. You've got to get the ejaculate.
Oh, no, I could never do that. The cloacas are so disgusting to me.
Wizard, there is nothing to be fearful of. We have to do this. You are the chosen one.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's working. Oh, it's working.
Okay, we've collected the spooge, and it looks like the prince is dying. All right, Cloacatron, bring us back to the princess. Hello, princess. I have this really full bag of snake jism. I'm just gonna dump it right on the egg.
Yes, dump it right all over that egg. Ooh.
Impressive.
Where's Jeremy?
He couldn't come. Anyway, he says, see you later. Anyway, we gotta go now. Bye.
You have lied to the princess.
I've fucked up in so many ways, Cloacatron. I don't know how this is gonna go, but we've completed it and we're gonna go home now. So take me back to the Citadel of Cloacas.
Another successful mission for Cloacatron for BBB7. Eep, eep. Get into my conium, wizard.
I can tell this is the start of a beautiful friendship, Cloacatron. I guess we'll find out what happens to us next mission on Cloaca Time.